Every seller has a story. I'm Georgia Mampanis, and welcome to our third installment of the eBay Seller Spotlight Podcast, where each month we shine the spotlight on a seller with a story to share with us. Many sellers who start on eBay pick a category that inspires them personally, and this month's spotlight seller is a perfect example of this strategy. It's all based on the business maxim we hear sellers tell us over and over. Sell what you love, and for Akil McLeod, what he loves is men's fashion. He's even been on the GQ Best Dress List. Welcome, Akil.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So tell us about your business. What do you sell, and when did you start selling?
My name's Akil McLeod. Been selling on eBay since 2008. My store is called The Dapper Advisor, and it started mainly because I was selling out of my own closet. So at that time, I had a lot of menswear, a lot of suits, a lot of shirts and ties, mainly like classic menswear. And ever since then, that was really just like my passion. I just found selling those types of pieces to be just interesting to me because it was, of course, my stuff. And then as the business grew, I started to, you know, scale a little bit. I would find things from different stores that I would typically shop at. And if it wasn't my size, I would still just pick it up because I figured, you know, somebody else could really, you know, benefit from this and I could probably make a couple bucks as well. And more recently, over the past couple of years, I started introducing more electronics to my store, mainly just because of the pandemic. I just knew I had to make some pivots in order to just keep sales going. And that's really, it's been a godsend just being able to keep the business afloat and still making some good money.
You got great style. No one needs to tell you this. Like
you,
the moment you walked in, we're all like, okay, this man can get it.
Thank you.
Where did this passion for fashion come from?
But in terms of style, my style changed up quite a bit as I got older. But it wasn't until I started working as an academic advisor when I really got into more classic menswear. That's where the name Dapper Advisor came from. I was an academic advisor. I was 22 at the time, so definitely still looked like a student. So I wanted to dress a little, you know, more professional so that way I can just be, you know, taken more seriously amongst my peers and other staff members.
You got recognized by GQ for Best Dress. How'd that come along? How'd they find you?
That was an interesting time. I remember that was a while ago. That was a few years ago.
Like, I'm sitting right in front of a GQ model. My goodness, tell me.
That was a few years ago, but they had like a campaign going. It was almost like, kind of like a little internet competition. I think it was called like Best Dressed of the Week. And they would just kind of search for people that would use like the hashtag menswear hashtag during that time. It was super popular. And I think they picked me, I think, 3 or 4 times. It was just, I think it was a campaign that ran for about a year. And those 4 times, they just kept picking me. So it was just cool. It was just good to be recognized by GQ and just, you know, be on that platform.
Yeah. So you were a teaching assistant, you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, I was an academic advisor.
Are you still doing that? Like, how did you know you wanted to make a profession out of style, fashion?
When I was doing the academic advisor stuff, it was fun at the time. It was still fresh and I was 22. So I was literally speaking from experience while I was helping a lot of those students. And then after a while, you know, I did that for about 4 years. And I'm the type of guy that after I feel like I've kind of mastered something or I've, you know, got the full experience, I just wanted to move on. And once I realized that I built a pretty good following and a decent platform in terms of style, I just wanted to kind of share that information and just kind of, you know, let people know more about how important fashion was. And I use it more of like a tool. It's one of those things where not only does it help you stand out, but it's also a sign of respect to where with the event, the host, wherever you're going. So for me, I just always used it as just another method to help myself stand out, but also just show respect to the room wherever I'm going.
100%. And obviously express yourself. You want to dress different, stand out from the rest of the room. Okay. What advice would you give someone who hasn't really found themselves or like their style and, you know, they're looking to find themselves? Like, what is the best advice you would give?
Just try it out. Just put different stuff on. You know, it's one of those things. It may feel like a costume at first. You might not be super comfortable.
Step out of your comfort zone, would you say?
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. Try something different. Try different silhouettes. Try different patterns, different colors. Some people don't even know what colors look good on them. Some silhouettes aren't flattering for every body type. So sometimes you just got to experiment with different stuff. And I think for guys, we do a good job at doing certain things. When we see something we like, we stick to it. I think with style, once you kind of find your niche, you find the thing that you like, stick to it.
We've all had our really awkward fashion phases. The short pants that were way too short for me. I thought I looked hot. You know, the crop tops, it wasn't quite suitable for me. So when would you say your sense of fashion developed?
in the beginning, I definitely had that awkward phase. I remember wearing too many accessories, a tie that might be tied extra big, you know, just doing things that I thought would help me stand out a little more. But then as I got older, it wasn't about standing out. It was more so about just trying to just be true to myself. It wasn't just always about, oh, I want to stand out. I want the attention. It was more so about, this is me, this is my style, and I think it's good. And it was simply that, you know. I think at first it was more so just always about trying to do something different. Let me wear a lapel pin that nobody will have. And then as I got older, I was like, there's a reason nobody would have this. So I just left it alone. And just, I think as I got older, my style became a little more simple, a little more sophisticated, and just more mature.
What age would you say this is? Did you have your awkward high school years like majority of people?
When I was in high school, I was wearing what everyone wore in high school. So at the time, it wasn't that awkward. I was into shoes. I was into snapback hats. And I was wearing vintage before vintage was really that big. So at that time, it was probably awkward to other people. But if you look at my high school pictures now, I probably look like kids in high school today. Or, you know, more, I guess, 22-year-olds, 23-year-olds. I probably look just like what they were wearing at that time. So
wait, so you're not 22? Wow.
No. That was a long time ago. But I mean, I try to keep up, you know?
Yeah, no. You look great. You know how to style yourself. Your store obviously has men's fashion. Where do you source a lot of this inventory? Like, where's your go-to that you know you're going to find great stuff that people would love and people will purchase?
I go to a lot of thrift stores. I still do a lot of thrift stores. I do a lot of estate sales as well, yard sales, places like that. And certain places that I'll go, I might just find one thing. But that one thing is that holy grail, that one thing that you've been searching for, or that one thing you didn't even know that you were searching for until you found it. I think thrift stores is one of those places that not only you can get it for a good deal, but you can get something super unique and just one of one. And I think those are the type of stuff that I tend to sell more often on eBay, because that's the stuff people want. They go to eBay, that way they can find those things that are, you know, a little more unique, a little rare, something vintage that maybe two or three people may have. That's what I try to do.
What was your favorite ever piece you've sold that you found at a vintage store or a thrift store and you're like, wow, this piece is going to sell so well? What was it?
I found a pair of boots once. It was a pair of Viberg boots. And they were super heavy. They're like hiking boots. And they had the red laces and they were my size. And I wore them for a little bit. And it wasn't until I was ready to sell them, I looked them up, the price, and those sold for like $600.
Wow.
And I paid $20 for them.
Okay. Is that brand still around? I've never heard of it.
I'm sure it's still around. This was about 4 years ago.
Social media is big, right?
Mm-hmm.
Although you use it. How do you say it has helped your brand? You as the Dapper Advisor, you know, your item, like your store, like your podcast that you share on there, how has it helped you as a brand?
I'm not really sure. It's one of those things that it's kind of
a passion.
Weird. Yeah, it's definitely more of a passion. I don't think I've combined my eBay business and the Dapper Advisor, I guess, brand. I don't think I necessarily combine them. I think they're kind of two separate entities. But at the same time, it's one of those things that after kind of creating that persona, the Dapper Advisor.
Yeah, you have a whole brand. Why don't you?
Yeah. I mean, I probably should, you know, but I just always felt as if they didn't necessarily like coincide, because like I said, I sell electronics, I sell shoes, I sell a ton of random stuff on eBay still. So I didn't necessarily think it would coincide. So I'm not necessarily like sharing the items that I'm finding in thrift stores on my Instagram.
Okay, so you went from fashion to electronics. What's next?
What's next is the podcast.
What are you interested in?
Yeah, the podcast. I started a podcast now where I'm talking about fatherhood. And since I'm a new dad, I felt so underprepared and just so lost at times. It's been like therapy for me, just talking to new dads, dads that have a ton of experience, 20 plus years. I've spoken to some grandfathers. I've spoken to guys that want to have kids, that kind of want to get more prepared. So it's been good. It's been helpful for me to kind of share my story with them, and then them kind of giving me some gems as well. It's been good. I didn't necessarily start putting anything out yet. I'm still in the recording phase, and I think I'll probably be dropping it pretty soon, probably next week or so. I'll probably drop the first episode. I'm sitting on like 15 right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So for any dads out there who have experience who can help Akilo, please hit him up. And what's the name of this podcast?
I'm just calling it the Dapper Advisor Show. That I'm still on brand with the Instagram, and I think I'll just, it's just another stage. You know, I think when I first got on Instagram, I was pretty young. I was like 24 or 25. and I was only talking about fashion, and I was very much so, you know, just one-sided. I was just very focused on that. And I think as I've gotten older, the people that's been following me for a while, they've gotten older, they've became dads. And I think we're just kind of, you know, just going on the journey together.
I love that. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. This was
it's
great.
It's your first time on the campus.
Yes, first time. And this is beautiful.
I'm so glad to have met you in person. I've been following you for a while, so I see what you do.
Thank you.
You mentioned a few times your store name, but just repeat to the audience, where can they find you? What's your eBay store, your handle?
So my eBay store is The Dapper Advisor. On Instagram, I'm just Dapper Advisor. And if you want to check me out, check out my website. It's DapperAdvisor.com.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Akil McLeod's eBay store is The Dapper Advisor Boutique. We hope you'll join us for our next episode when we'll shine the spotlight on another seller with an amazing story to tell. I'm your host, Georgia Mampanis. Jim Griffith is our editor-in-chief. The eBay Seller Spotlight podcast is produced by Libsyn and Podcast 411.